The Trump administration has upped the ante in what it calls a law enforcement action against Venezuela. Wednesday morning, the U.S. seized two Venezuela-linked oil tankers in the North Atlantic and Caribbean seas, one of them flying a Russian flag. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. has already begun marketing the oil on the global market. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is close to a deal to seize between 30 and 50 million barrels of oil to sell globally. He spoke to reporters after giving a classified briefing to senators on Venezuela.
The bottom line is that there is a process now in place where we have tremendous control and leverage over what those interim authorities are doing and are able to do. But obviously this will be a process of transition. In the end, it will be up to the Venezuelan people to transform their country. We are prepared under the right conditions, using the leverage that we have, which includes the fact that they cannot move any oil unless we allow them to move it.
One reporter asked Rubio about the cost of the military action around Venezuela.
Well, it isn't going to cost us any money. For example, this oil deal that's happening doesn't cost us any money. On the contrary.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth took umbrage at the question.
It's a disingenuous question to begin with. You're trying to find any angle possible to undermine the success of one of the most historic military missions the world has ever seen.
He says the world is taking notice, and what he calls the leverage will continue.
Our military is prepared to continue this. As he said, the president, when he speaks, he means it. He's not messing around. We are an administration of action to advance our interests.
Democrats who attended the Senate briefing had a different take on events. Democrat Seth Moulton of Massachusetts is a Marine Corps combat veteran.
This is an insane plan. They are talking about stealing the Venezuelan oil at gunpoint for a period of time undefined as leverage to micromanage the country. The scope and insanity of that plan is absolutely stunning.
The seizure of the Russian-flagged tanker in the North Atlantic came after a two-week chase that began in the Caribbean. It marks the first known seizure of a Russian-flagged vessel in recent history. Russia's response has been muted, but Ukraine's foreign minister praised the seizure of a vessel from Russia's so-called shadow fleet of vessels moving sanctioned oil for Russia, Iran, and Venezuela. In a social media post, Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha wrote, "We welcome such an approach to dealing with Russia. Act, not fear." With the U.S. determined to establish control over Venezuela, Russia stands to lose a strategic foothold in the Western Hemisphere, along with billions of dollars invested in its oil industry. But the events also give the Kremlin fresh talking points to defend its war in Ukraine. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.